So we've got this trivia game here that we play. I've got a bunch of trivia cards from a game about SNL. It's all about SNL. And all the questions are split up into decades. 70s, 80s, 90s, and 2000s. No 10s. Just the aughts. Nobody ever wants to play SNL trivia with me because I know everything about SNL and I'm a total geek when it comes to SNL. So we reverse this. I will be the quiz master and I will ask the questions to Dan and to Esmeralda, and we call it the aggravating SNL game because I get aggravated because they don't know the answers. Although you guys did very well the last time we played this. Don't remember exactly, but it's been a while. So do we have a theme?
We do, but it's not our usual theme. They took down our usual theme.
Oh, they did?
So
but you found...
This is the 40th anniversary, apparently.
Okay. That's it. It's very similar to the theme that they do now. Very similar. So a more modern version. So they took down the other one.
They did.
Wow. What happened? Did Adam Sandler complain? What's going on? All right. Now, you guys understand the concept, correct? Esmeralda, you know what we're doing here?
Yes.
I will ask you a question from each decade. And I will admit that the 70s questions might be difficult for you guys because you weren't born yet. So you'd have to go on a hunch or just guess. So, here's the question, and this is from the 70s. We'll go, we usually go with you first, right, Dan?
I believe so, yes.
Okay, so Dan, are you ready?
Yes.
Lorraine Newman, Gilda Radner, Jane Curtin open up a show, and what dreamy cast member are these ladies singing about? What dreamy cast members are these ladies singing about? Now, it's multiple choice.
Thank God.
So to
say.
What dreamy cast member are these ladies singing about? Once again, it's Lorraine Newman, Gilda Radner, and Jane Curtin. So who are they singing about? Is it Dan Aykroyd, John Belushi, Chevy Chase, or Garrett Morris? What dreamy cast member are the ladies singing about?
I will guess Belushi.
No. Chevy Chase. Chevy Chase.
I was going to guess Bud Cort if it wasn't multiple choice.
Bud Cort?
Right? What was that dude who got that cut with the Band-Aid that we always tell that story?
Buck Henry.
Buck Henry, that's it.
Bud Cort was Harold in Harold and Maude.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I'm sorry. That's fantastic that you said that. Let me see if you can get this one, Esmeralda, and then we will go to lunch. All right, or to news. Okay, pick the correct slogan for this SNL product, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Spud Beer. That's the product. Spud Beer. What is the slogan? Is it the beer that made Boise famous? Is it moonshine in a can? Or is it now in chunky style? Spud Beer. The beer that made Boise famous, moonshine in a can, or now in chunky style?
Now in chunky style.
That is incorrect. It is the beer that made Boise famous. Whatever.
That one's funnier.
All right. We have to take a break here for the news, and we'll come back, and the aggravating SNL quiz will continue. Esmeralda zero, Dan zero. All right, we'll be right back.
And come and tell me why you're leaving me.
All right. Wild Card Wednesday. Yeah, man, Wild Card Wednesday. It's wild, and it's Wednesday, and it's a card. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Kathy requested Tom Paul Glazer with Put Another Log on the Fire. Maybe because of the weather, because it's so chilly, you want to put some logs on the fire? You just log it up? I don't know. All right. We are back. How you doing, everybody? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We have yet another... what the hell? I don't know if maybe you done something because my screen went out for a second. I don't know. Because you come in here all the time, every time, and you start wrecking the joint.
Yeah. I just start
busting
swinging my arms,
and smashing stuff.
Chuck Norris style.
Yeah. Well, Vic wouldn't know anything about that. He's never seen
Chuck
Norris.
Right, he's never seen them. He's just a liar.
Just sitting there eating rice.
Out of his belt. So we're back.
People who are waking up are just like, what the hell?
Yeah. Well, that's not... They shouldn't be surprised.
That is true.
Yeah. So we're in the middle of another aggravating SNL quiz where I'm an SNL expert asking questions of people who are not SNL experts. And we went through the 70s. The first set of questions were from the decade of the 70s. And Esmeralda and Dan both nothing. So now we'll go to the 80s. Now, you guys were born in the 80s, but the early 80s. So you would still be like a kid for the 80s, you know, decade.
Yes.
So
that is how that works.
Okay. So let's see. Let's try this and see what we got. Okay. Dan, are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. This is not multiple choice, by the way.
Great. Bud Court.
If you're at a loss, it's always Bud Court.
Bud Court. I don't even know if Bud Court has ever hosted SNL. I think he has hosted SNL.
It's like answering C on a...
Right, right. Yeah. Just answer C. You're going to get a 26 at least.
That's how I did my ACT, by the way.
That's how you got your 26.
All C's.
All C's. What celebrity host, known for losing his temper, punched the church lady in the face when she made one too many comments about his wife?
Tom Arnold.
No. That's an interesting guess.
John McEnroe.
No, who was his wife?
I don't know, but he always got mad.
Good answer. I like your answer.
He always got mad, didn't
this
he?
This is the 80s.
I mean, it could have been 89 with Tom Arnold, right? When did Roseanne start?
That's true.
Late 80s.
But I don't think they started dating / got married till early 90s.
Which celebrity host lost his temper, known for losing his temper? Now, you've already got it wrong, so in the 80s.
Wait, why are you repeating the question?
Because I'm thinking it seems obvious to me.
Are you going to make us work it out?
Angry people of the 80s.
Who were married to people who had a wife that was also famous.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Sean Penn.
Yeah, Sean Penn.
Oh, sure.
Because we had that it was in a celebrity name game, and although I don't think I called him angry, I just said he was married to Madonna.
He was married to Madonna, but he was punching everybody out. He was punching photographers out during that time, and he punched the church lady, and I cheered because I hate the church lady. All right, Esmeralda, this is where you have to connect a couple of we do the connect the hosts.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and I'll give you the four choices. You have to tell me which actor connects Charlie Sheen with Glenn Close. Which actor connects Charlie Sheen with Glenn Close? Would it be Malcolm Jamal Warner, Michael Douglas, Martin Short, or Emilio Estevez?
Michael Douglas.
That's exactly right. Charlie Sheen was in Wall Street with Michael Douglas, and Glenn mm-hmm. Close was in Fatal Attraction.
Yes.
So Esmeralda is the first to score. This is exciting. Don't you think, Dan?
Indeed.
It's nail biting. 1-0.
That's right.
It's so close.
It's a tight game here. Okay. 90s. We are now into the 90s. Now, this was the wheelhouse. This would be the wheelhouse for you guys, right?
Correct.
So the 90s, if you were watching Saturday Night Live, you would be watching it in the 90s, I would imagine, the most. And Dan, you got to connect. You got a connector here.
Okay.
Connect the dots here. Which actor connects Sally Field with Nathan Lane? Which actor connects Sally Field with Nathan Lane? Would it be Robin Williams, Christopher Walken, Rob Lowe, John Turturro? Sally Field with Nathan Lane.
My choices are Robin Williams,
Christopher Walken, Rob Lowe, John Turturro.
Robin Williams.
That's correct. You are correct. Robin Williams.
Mrs. Doubtfire and the Birdcage.
That's exactly. Mm-hmm. Nice job, Dan. Very good job. See, the 90s are nice for you guys.
Yeah, there wasn't belts around.
By the way, that there's some new show, I don't know if it's out yet, on Netflix called Everything Sucks.
Everything Sucks.
And it's pretty much our childhood.
Nice.
Or not even our childhoods, our high school experience.
Yeah, it takes place in 96, it takes place.
It kind of bothers me. I don't know why, because I'm like, no, that's... I was, because we're pretty much within a year of these people.
Nice. I'm looking forward to it now.
Okay, and it's got it, I mean, on the trailer that they're running, at least, and it also has a pretty good soundtrack. And they play, on the trailer, they play Linger. And it made me sad. Because, you know, she just died.
Yeah.
So I got all sad. And then it made me think, did they add that on purpose after she died? And then, you know, because they put the trailer together and said, let's pull some heartstrings and add Linger. I don't know. Okay. All right. Are you ready, Esmeralda?
Mm-hmm.
It is not multiple choice from the 90s. What food item does the lunch lady marry at the end of Adam Sandler's Lunch Lady Land?
Oh.
What food item does the lunch lady marry at the end of Adam Sandler's Lunch Lady Land?
Is it a Sloppy Joe?
It is a Sloppy Joe. Okay. Very good. Did you know that one, Dan?
We taught Emily the Sloppy Joe lyrics on Tuesday when we had
him. Oh, come on. Seriously?
Yep.
That's great. Okay, nice job. All right. Here's the thing now. This is the last question for each of you. Here's the scenario. It's 2-1, Esmeralda.
Mm.
Dan, you need to get this right.
All right.
If you get it right and Esmeralda gets hers wrong, it ends in a tie. If you get it right and Esmeralda gets hers right, she wins.
So much math.
So...
How did you figure that out so quickly?
I know. You're not loopy at all.
Okay. From the 2000s. You ready? Here you go, Dan. Multiple choice. Well, it's a pick the correct slogan.
Okay.
Mom jeans. What is the correct? By the way, this is a genius ad. Mom jeans. I'm not a woman anymore. I'm a mom. Buy moms for no one, or don't leave home with them on. What is the mom jeans slogan? Is it, I'm not a woman anymore, I'm a mom, buy moms for no one, or don't leave home with them on?
Don't leave home with them on.
No. No. It's, I'm not a woman anymore, I'm a mom.
Wow.
And just to connect that, none of them were wearing belts when they wore their mom jeans.
You don't need to. They're mom jeans.
Okay, well...
Yeah, their hips hold them up.
Esmeralda's going to win, but I want to throw out this last question for Esmeralda from the year 2000s. Okay. You got to connect them.
Mm-hmm.
Connect Zac Efron with Bruce Willis. Zac Efron with Bruce Willis.
Oh, okay. I was like, who's Bruce Willis?
Zac Efron with Bruce Willis, okay? Matthew Perry... Matt Damon, Sean William Scott, Hugh Jackman. What actor connects Zac Efron with Bruce Willis? Is it Matthew Perry, Matt Damon, Sean William Scott, Hugh Jackman?
Matthew Perry?
That's right.
Okay.
You did.
He
very,
was in that mob movie with him.
He was in the mob movie with Bruce Willis, and he was in 17 again with Zac Efron. And that's another body switching movie.
Oh,
that's where he turned.
He was 17, yeah, not 18.
That's right. There you go. Esmeralda with 3, Dan with 1. It's very impressive. I'm proud of all of you for attempting. All right. We have to take a break here. We got weather, we got traffic, and then we've got another aggravating. You were speaking of aggravating. We have another Blackhawks Express to play. And then we were talking about things that we do that are embarrassing, and we got a whole bunch of texts that the listeners came in, and I'm going to close out with that because there's some good stuff here. Let's take a break, though. We got weather and traffic.